Well, today, for many, they call it Mother's Day, whereas really it's Mothering Sunday. Mothering Sunday is very commercialized now, isn't it? But it wasn't always that way. If you go back a few hundred years to the times when people worked hard in factories and there were servants working in large houses, Mothering Sunday was often the one time in the year when they were allowed to return home to their families, to be with their mother and their father. And at that weekend, they would return to their mother church, their home church as well. And sometimes they would take a special gift, like a simnel cake. I don't know if anyone's made a simnel cake this weekend. Anyone? No? But they would always give thanks for what their mothers had done for them. And today is a time to thank God for mothers and others who care for us. We know that Mothering Sunday can be a day of happiness and thanksgiving, but it can also be a difficult day for some. Think of those whose mothers have died, those whose relationships with their mum or their parent has been difficult and far from perfect. Think of those who would have liked to be a mother, but it never happened. And those whose children have died. So today we remember that God is especially near to these today. Now, we're going to be thinking of Mothering Sunday throughout our service this morning. And to get your brains in gear, because we're going to be doing a lot of thinking and talking together today, we've got a very fun Mothering Sunday quiz, which is going to be on our screen. So if you know the answer, don't call out, but put up your hand, see how many of these you can get right. And they've all got a mothering theme. So let's have a look at the first question. It's a music question. Who sang the 1976 number one single, Mamma Mia? Who knows the answer to this? I think quite a lot do. Let's see. Who knows? Any of the children know it? Really? Where? Okay. ABBA. Let's see if you're right. Yeah, well done. Well done, Sophie. Okay, next question. What sort of mother might you find inside an oyster? Do you know that one? That's right. Let's see the answer. Mother of pearl. Yeah, you see, you've got to think a little bit differently. Now, on the same lines, what sort of mother might you find inside a pyramid? Abigail? A mummy? Do you think? Yeah, well done. Well done. Now, here's a photo question. This daughter and mother are famous actresses. Can you name them? It's one for the senior members of the congregation. At the back there, Andy? Liza Minnelli and Judy Garland. That's right, excellent, well done. Now, which mother is found in fields, on hills, and in the sea? That's a bit of a riddle, isn't it? Which mother is found in fields, on hills, and in the sea, Deborah? Let's see. That's right. Mother Nature, well done. Excellent. And here's the last question. What is the difference between Mothering Sunday and Mother's Day? Now think about the date on this one. Abigail? You're nearly there. Right, let's see the answer. This is in America. Mother's Day in the USA is celebrated on the second Sunday in May and was begun on May the 10th, 1908 at a Methodist church. And Mothering Sunday, as I was saying, is about 400 years old. Okay, so in America, it's slightly different. Theirs is a little bit newer, and they wear a carnation as a flower. And we have these beautiful primroses here that we're going to be handing out later. So there's a few differences between Mothering Sunday and Mother's Day. Okay, well done, everyone, for getting all those answers right in our fun quiz. Now, mothering or parenting is all about loving and letting go. We can sometimes be helicopter parents and be a little bit overprotective, but not as overprotective as the mother in the video that we're going to see that I've chosen for Mothering Sunday. Yes, it's Rapunzel's wicked stepmother who locked Rapunzel in a tower. And she's very passive-aggressive, and she's a bit of an ogre. And in this clip, Rapunzel has just asked to go outside. So let's enjoy this clip together. I've actually got Rapunzel's Mothering Sunday card here. It says, "Dear Mother Govel, come rain, wind, sun or snow, I know you will never let me go." From Rapunzel. Well, she did find a happy ever after, and she did find her real mum. So that's good. Now, as I've said, there are lots of different feelings around Mothering Sunday. It brings a mix of emotions. And today, I've brought with me my emoji cards. All with different faces on them. Okay. Some of them happy, some of them sad. Okay. And there we are. So lots of different faces expressing different feelings. And what we're going to do is I'm going to hand these around the church randomly. And I'm just going to, if I give you one, I just want you to hold it up. Deliberately for Sarah, that one with the halo on it, of course. See if I can pass that one to you. There we are. You can just hold those up. There you are. If you can hold that up really nice and tall. Now, what I want you to do is imagine that these are people who are feeling something about Mothering Sunday, and how you're feeling about it might resonate with something that you're seeing there. Okay. So what we're going to do, just where we are, you might need to move seats. We're just going to chat, and I'm going to ask those who have got them just to stay holding them up a little bit for a moment, just so that you can choose one of these. And where you are, just pick out one of these faces or emotions, and it might be something that you're feeling, or it might be something that you know somebody else might be feeling on Mothering Sunday, okay? And let's just name those feelings that people have. So choose one of these. It doesn't have to be one from where you are, but just where you are now, just talk about that emotion of Mother's Day, okay? Yes. Okay, we're going to come back together now, and we'll just see if anybody just wants to mention something that they shared in their group. Anyone like to express one of those emotions that you talked about, Abigail?
My mum feels loved on Mother's Day because we gave her presents.
Your mother feels loved on Mother's Day because you gave her presents. Yeah, so which one do you think you would point to? Is there a happy one? Oh, that one with the hearts in the eyes. Yeah, thank you. We've got the radio mic, handheld mic working, Alan, so if we can... Not listening. Okay. Thank you. Anybody else want to mention any of these things that we've been talking about?
I think today is a day of mixed emotions. We could pick one or two or even three of the different ones that are out.
Yes.
Happiness, because perhaps we're meeting with our younger family today, but a tinge of sadness for that we've no longer got parent and mother still here to enjoy it with us. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'll come back to you. Yes, Brian.
When Jen this morning was opening her Mother's Day cards from grandchildren and also her own children, she said, "Oh dear, I feel like crying, but I shouldn't." But it was a cry of happiness, a tear of happiness, that of all the kind thoughts and the kind words that were written. So yes, it's, as Mary says, a mixed feeling. But yes, a little tear of happiness.
Thank you. I was going to come back down here. Did somebody want to... Sham?
Very similar, but slightly different. I feel very conscious that I shouldn't actually be all that happy because I'm very aware that there are many who are not, not so far away.
Thank you. I think I wanted just to say something.
I'm a bit upset. I love my mummy. I love her. She's lovely.
Yes, yeah. And she loves you. And she loves you, Anne, as well. Right. Anyone else before we move on? Okay, would one of the children like to help collect in the pictures, please? Do you want to just go around and bring them in? Okay, you want to hold on to it. So as we've discovered, on Mothering Sunday, there are tears and smiles. And we're going to watch a short video which just expresses how other people have felt on Mothering Sunday with their written words on screen. Well, there is a lot of expectation around Mothering Sunday for mothers, parents, carers, and children. There's a lot of pressure to make it the perfect day, the hallmark experience. Greeting cards contain perfect poems describing perfect mums. And we can feel a little bit bad or guilty or down on ourselves if life is tough and everything today isn't all hearts and flowers. Mothering Sunday can turn into Shuddering Monday. But let us imagine for a moment the perfect mother or the perfect parent and the perfect child. We've got a little picture of that here with these wonderful tiger cubs, tiger cub and its mother there. And I just want you to think for a moment, to imagine imagine, okay, your perfect parent or perfect child. What would make a perfect parent or a perfect child? What kind of things would they be or do to be perfect? Okay, so just have a little conversation. It can be humorous, you know, think mad, think crazy. What would make the perfect parent or the perfect child? Okay, just have a chat. Jamie, I might ask you to put that on again. Is that all right? Joe, would you be able to go around with the mic?
Yeah. Sorry.
Cheers, thanks. Okay, we'll come back together. And let's first of all think about the perfect parent. Let's see if there's any responses. Joe's got the microphone, so she's going to come and find out. Oh, it looks like the children have got something to say about this. Do you want to just ask to put it on? It's all right, it's fine. It just needs on at the desk, Joe.
Okay.
Ooh. A perfect parent would be somebody that spends time with you.
Katie says the perfect parent would let her do anything she wants.
Perfect parent doesn't say, switch that phone off. Any more?
Much quicker to forgive and get over it than I am.
Angela's there.
The perfect parent is patient.
Is that anything on the perfect? You've got one over here.
A perfect parent corrects when the child does wrong.
Okay, thank you. And what about the perfect child? What would make the perfect child? What would that look like?
Could be here sometime.
Anyone? What about sleeping at night? Anthea?
Do what you ask him to do when you aren't first ask.
Always eat their delicious dinner without any fuss.
Even the vegetables.
Oh, one at the back, Kathy.
I'm going to get fit today.
Does their homework.
That's a teacher talking.
There you are. And you can see that Jenny did her homework. Look where it got her.
Russell and Heather Ellicott.
I want to tell you about our six-year-old grandson who the end of last week at school in his class, they had the opportunity to make a Mothering Day card. So when school was over and all the little ones came out to their mums, Heather was waiting for Harry, but Harry hadn't got a card. And Heather said, "Well, Harry, where's Mummy's card? Haven't you got a card for Mummy?" And he said, "Mummy, you don't need a card from me to know that I love you."
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you for all those responses and other things that I'm sure you thought about. And today I just want to say, to remind you all, there is no such thing as a perfect parent or grandparent or godparent. And there is no such thing as a perfect child. So we can burst that bubble today. We just need to be a good enough one. Isn't that true? We just need to be a good enough one. A good enough mum or dad. A good enough child. A happy child is good enough. A happy mum or dad is good enough. So we can relax. You can be yourself. You're good enough and you're doing enough. And do you know what? Best of all, today God says, you're good enough for me. You're good enough for me. I'm your rescuer. I'm your restorer. And anything that you were lacking with a mother or a father, you can find it in me. I am the perfect parent. All the motherly qualities, all the fatherly qualities are found in God, who cares for each one of us. He has no favorites. He loves us all the same. So let's celebrate that. Now, on your way into church today, you were given a paper heart. Have you still got it on your person? And I must say a word of thanks to those in next door on Friday who cut these up. I don't know who they are, but does anybody know who cut them up? No? Oh, Pauline. Did she? Oh, well, we thank Pauline for cutting them out for me. Well, what I'd like you to do is to take the heart, and we've got some pens at the back which we might need to hand out as well. If you haven't got a pen, David's got some here that we're going to distribute. Just put your hand up if you need a pen, and we'll bring them to you. And what I'd like you to do, in way of response for what we've shared together today, is to write down on the heart the name of someone or some place or some situation that is on your heart today that you want to bring to God. Nobody's going to read what you write. We're going to bring them, and Sally and I will have some blue tack. And in our response, we're going to, not everybody at once, but a few at a time, come and we're going to stick them on the cross. We're going to come to the foot of the cross today and remember the love of Jesus for that person or that place or that situation. Okay? That we're facing today. And the cross, of course, is the place where we see the love of God most of all. So just take a moment to write down, and then they're going to be stuck face down, so you can't read them, on the cross. A prayer of thanksgiving with the response, bless them with your love. The words will be on the screen in a moment. So we say, thank you, Lord, for all who care. Bless them with your love. Thanks for mothers everywhere. Bless them with your love. For those who brighten up our day, bless them with your love. Who always have the right words to say, bless them with your love. Thanks for hugs and love and smiles. Bless them with your love. Thanks for all those extra miles. Bless them with your love. And when they feel they're not enough, bless them with your love. Amen. And let's continue in prayer as Sandra leads us in our prayers for others on this Mothering Sunday.
As children of a loving God who always listens to our cries, let's pray to our Father in heaven. After each section, there is a response as I say, God of love, will you all respond, hear our prayer? Loving God, you have given us the right to be called children of God. Help us to show your love in our homes, that they may be places of love, security, and truth. God of love, hear our prayer. Loving God, Jesus, your Son, was born into the family of Mary and Joseph. Bless all parents and all who care for children. Strengthen those families living under stress, and may your love be known where no human love is found. God of love, hear our prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the family of our church. We pray that all may find in her their true home, that the lonely, the marginalized, the rejected may be welcomed and loved in the name of Jesus. And we remember those in our hearts today who need our prayers. We think of Roger and Linda, Vicky, Caden, Nick and Jill. And we thank you, Father, that Nick and Jill are able to join us in our worship this morning. So we thank you for answered prayers. But we remember those silently or aloud now who need our prayers, especially this time. God of love, hear our prayer. Loving God, as we see the brokenness of our world, we pray for healing among the nations, for food where there is hunger, for freedom where there is oppression, for joy where there is pain, that your love may bring peace to all our children. God of love, hear our prayer. Amen.